guys, welcome to the next episode of the Collectania of Everything. I know it's been, what has it been, like a week and a bit since we last did it, which was better than our...
that long ago.
Who knows? It's better than the like 2 or 3 weeks we were originally thinking it might be.
So that's... I'm suddenly worried about my mic.
You haven't even looked at mine.
I think it's good. I'll try not to move it.
There we go. We're good.
Here we go.
We don't really have anything planned.
We don't. We figured out a little bit of a structure.
Yeah, we do want to have each episode kind of around a topic, or I guess just have some guidelines for us to try and stay between.
If we don't, I don't think we're going to be too stressed, but we want to try and... We want something to start us off.
Yeah.
To talk about. But what we've worked out is we've got a list of 20 things that we've got that we want to talk about at some point, or both of us or one of us wants to talk about at some point, and we've got a d20 dice, so we're going to roll this and we're going to pick what depending on what the roll is, we're going to do that.
Look at the number,
you do the topic that corresponds with the number.
Yeah.
Now what we were planning on doing was we're going to roll this at the end of every episode to determine what we're going to be doing the next week, and so you guys know what...
Give you guys a bit of a teaser.
Well, not next week, but next time we sit down and do this. But we didn't do that last time, so what we're thinking is that we're going to roll and try and ad lib. Like, basically, you were just going...
Today's topic, we're figuring out with you now.
Yeah.
And then we're also going to roll again for next episode at the end of this one.
Yeah.
And then the structure will be a bit more, you know.
We might botch the rolls a little bit. We might roll a few times, because some of these we want we want to give them justice. We want to do them with a bit of prep.
You weren't supposed to tell them that. This is... No, we're going to go with whatever it rolls on. Wink, wink.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not skewing it at all.
They will hear their dice roll, though.
That's true. Yeah, multiple dice rolls. I'll edit it out. It'll be fine.
Okay. But beforehand, there's one thing I want to talk about.
Okay.
Who's actually hosting this?
We're the hosts. What are you talking about?
One of us has got to do the intro. You did it this time, you did it last time. Does that mean you're the host, or are we going to be...
I think you did it last time.
Did I do it last time? Are we going to be swapping, changing? Like, who's the host? Like, who's going to do the introduction?
I don't think we have a host. Hi. We're both the hosts. Did I even say hi? I said welcome to the Collectania or anything. But I don't know.
I reckon we should swap and change it.
Okay. Like, you want to be the host?
So I reckon I'll be like, hi, welcome to the Collectania of Everything. I'm your host, Hamish Skelton. Yada, yada, yada.
Okay, yep, that sounds good.
And then next time you can do it.
Okay, so who's doing it this time?
You.
Oh, perfect. Does that mean I get to roll the dice?
Well, normally that's down to the assistant, but sure, you can take it this
Thank
time.
Thank you. I've just realised that I'm...
Yeah, I reckon the host can roll for the game.
The end of the episode. So I'm rolling twice on this episode?
No, I roll for this one, because I was meant to roll last time.
And then I'm rolling again. Perfect. I've just realised as well that I'm drinking a coffee. I'm nearly completely done. But I've been like holding it above my mic and like brushing up against the mic. So I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah. I haven't been doing that.
Yeah, I've been making a mistake. And we're recording from Hamish's today. We're recording at mine last time. We're recording from Hamish's. He's right on the road. He's got a baby.
Yeah.
We live
right on near a main road. Well, we live right next to a road that's near. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it can be a bit loud. And sometimes there's cars that go by with really loud exhausts or really loud music.
You told me. Yesterday.
Yeah.
There's a car going around at night playing like external speakers, random music.
It sounds...
Were you joking?
No. No, there's a car that occasionally goes past that it's playing music. It sounds like the quality and everything. It sounds like it's from an ice cream truck. But it's playing like weird music and it's the weirdest
thing.
Like
what? Like rap? I don't understand.
No, it's just like, I don't know.
Like random.
It sounds like... some kind of foreign music I don't understand. I've never heard before.
Well, let's see if that happens tonight.
Not to try and like pin it on anyone. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, it didn't sound like music I'm used to listening to. It is the weirdest.
It didn't sound like music.
It did. It's just, it was the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
And you know what? On the way back here, I had the weirdest thing coming as well, because like, oh, I don't know if I should talk about it because it was really weird. coming back, I was driving home by myself, and I was nearly home. So I was in the same, the district I live in.
Yeah.
And I, for a few seconds, that same music was emanating from, like, it sounded like it was coming from my engine. Like, it was the weirdest experience.
Wait.
I assume it was the car driving past. And, like, because we were driving past each other quite quickly, only heard a few seconds. Maybe, but it's the, like, weird sound. Yeah, I'm, like, I'm...
You watch the movies when, like, people are, like, talking to people and the person they've been talking to is, like, been dead the whole time?
Yeah.
And it's just been in their head?
You
reckon maybe this is in your head. You're the one who's causing this ice cream truck music to play.
Yeah. Have you... My mind first goes to, like, you know, in X-Files where there's, like, weird stuff happening to the car before, like, an abduction happens?
Yeah, like,
you know, like, the time goes all back weird and the radio goes...
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that's where my mind went to. Because I'm like, every time... Me and my wife, we hear it go past. One of us tries to find it and look at it. Neither of us have been able to see what this car is, see what it looks like.
It's what the UFO replaces itself with when it leaves. It's just this random noise. Honestly, though, when I was, like, back at school, we said we're going to keep these episodes to, like, 30 minutes, and we haven't even rolled for our topic yet. But
maybe we don't have to.
Look at us trying to...
We're going
to
talk about the weird car that drives past my house.
When I was young, I went to stay at a friend's house for a night. And there was, like, a group of us that were there. I woke up... We all went to bed. I woke up at, like, 1 in the morning.
Yeah.
And I heard this real far off, like... I can't even remember now if it was, like... It was either, like, piano music or, like, guitar music, but it had creepy singing.
Yeah.
And it sounded like it was coming from the outside, and it just kept going until I fell back to sleep. And it was the randomest thing. And I remember waking someone up.
You haven't told me about this.
I don't know if I have. I've told my family knows about this. Like, I talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
But I woke someone up and they couldn't even hear it, I don't think.
Yeah.
And after that instance, it creeped me out. And after that instance, I heard it again at home with my brother. And I've heard it, like, 3 times in my life since. But I haven't heard it for ages and ages. But it was just like, so all of a sudden out of the blue, this strange music would play.
Could be a prank.
But my brother heard it with me once.
Did he actually hear
it? Yeah, he did. That's weird. I don't know. It was another UFO thing, probably. The UFO was just replacing its presence with random music.
Maybe, are we making our own, like, little cryptid things that we've got to try and find? Like, I've got to find the ghost ice cream truck.
Yeah.
Like, the haunted, yeah. And then you've got to find...
down the haunting music that's haunted me from my youth.
Yeah.
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah. Okay.
10 minutes into the episode, guys.
I still feel like I need to cover the car thing. Drive it. It was... weird. I don't know if I...
When it happened to you today, it was weird?
Yeah, it was literally today. So, yeah, it... I don't know. I feel like I didn't explain it very well.
And it sounded like it was either the car behind you or kind of, like, emanating from your car?
Literally, it felt like my... I don't know. It felt like my stereo had just done something weird, and it was just... It felt like it was very much directed straight towards me. Like, I don't know. It's hard to explain. But it was like... It just sounded like it was isolated in one part of my car. It wasn't like... Because my speakers are all through my car, you know?
Yeah.
So it didn't sound like it was coming from everywhere in the car.
Yeah.
Which... And for us, you know, on the driver's side, it would make sense if a car was going past and it had this, like, weird, blaring music that it might feel that way, that it was coming through the, you know, that part of the car.
Yeah.
Because that would be where it's coming from, I guess. But I didn't... Again, I didn't really get a good look at the cars going past. I think I saw a white car when I drove past and I heard it. So I might be onto something.
White car, it's men in black car, coming out. It's, oh, man. I hope it happens tonight. I think we should have it from your place. Record this at your place from now on. The hopes we'll hear there.
I should try next time. I should, like...
Get a sound
I should
sound
try
clip.
And get, like, a sound clip. It'll be so weird if it, like, doesn't come up with anything.
Yeah, you just record in silence.
Oh no. Okay, yeah. So, we're going to decide the role now.
Okay, we're going to decide what we're talking about this episode, guys.
Yeah.
I got to unlock my phone. What am I... Oh, I can't remember my password. Now I'm doing it in front of you. Oh, no. Hamish can...
I can unlock your phone.
Is this even still recording? Yeah, it is. Okay,
sweet.
Okay, here's the list. We're going to roll a dice.
We've only got, like, 20 minutes to talk about this.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm rolling.
You said you were. 16. We're talking about comic books and manga.
Okay. We can do that.
We can do that.
Yeah, let's do this.
Okay.
Okay. That's an easy one. Look, I didn't have to botch up the rolls or anything.
Yeah, we won't tell them. I just said that all out. That is... Yeah. No minutes, guys. This is the first one we rolled. comic books and manga. I guess...
What are... Well, what are we wanting to talk about with these things? Like, are we wanting to...
I don't know. I guess it's just conversation starters.
Because, like, you've read more comic books, I've read more manga than you.
Yeah.
And, you know, vice versa. Yeah. So, I don't know.
I guess... I don't know. Did you want to talk about... Maybe...
Well, how about we just discuss, like, what is... What would your typical... comic book be that you would read? Like, what kind of genre comic book would you read?
Well, I guess...
Are you a Walking Dead fan, or are you, like... Marvel? Yeah. DC? I don't know.
Well, growing up, I was obsessed with Marvel comics. Like, I'd go to the library...
You used to have that huge collection.
Oh, dude, yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Growing up, I used to... When I was, like, started going to school, I must have been, like, 6, 5, 6, 7... I would get out, like, comic books from the library. I'd get out a ton and just, like, read religiously through them. I'd stay up all night reading Marvel comics. I'd get their big... They used to print, like, big, thick, black and white, like, collections of all their past old comic issues they did. And I'd just read through those. I remember being at school and people being like, why are you reading that? It's black and white. It's, like, massive. I'd be like, this is good stuff.
Yeah.
So I was a massive fan. And then, yeah, as I started on, like... As I grew up, I started collecting the original issues, and I'd go to, like, whenever I go to a new town or something, I'd hit up a comic place, buy some issues, and I just had a massive shelf of comics at home. But it was all Marvel comics.
It was a good collection, though. Yeah. I never really got much into Marvel or DC or comic books in general. I think I used to find Star Wars, like their comic books and stuff, I used to find them quite appealing. But I was quite a lazy kid. I wouldn't read the comic books. I would look through them.
Yeah.
I would pick them up, and I think there were a few comic books I'd go through and I'd read them and stuff like that. But normally it was like when I was really bored.
I guess I didn't just read Marvel. I read like Tintin and Asterix were also massive when I was
Asterix. Did you read Asterix and Obelix? I used to read that. That was like but I don't know. I feel like I guess it's a comic book. It is a comic book.
Yeah, is it more mainstream? I guess so. Feels like everyone's read, like, Asterix and Tintin or one or the other.
I didn't read Tintin.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
But I did read Asterix. Yeah. I didn't read a lot, though. The thing is, we didn't have a lot growing up. A lot of those sorts of...
Comics
and stuff. So I just read what we had, I guess.
And did did you grow up out of town?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, country.
Yeah.
On a lifestyle block, so it wasn't really
not super close to a library or anything.
Yeah. And we weren't really farmers either. It kind of sucked, really. Well, actually, it was really cool growing up out there. But it was like you couldn't say, we're farmers. It was just like, we just live out in the country.
We just live out here. And I guess you were homeschooled for a while as well, right? Like, you wouldn't have had like a school library or anything. It was kind of
It was just whatever was there. Yeah. We did have like a lot of books, and we had a lot. We had a lot of stuff to read. It's just that you didn't have the variety that you would if you went to school.
Yeah,
I think. But, I'm just trying to think of if there's anything else I used to read.
Comic books. I did go through a phase of just getting out, like, random ads, books from the library. Like, Disney used to put out, like, The Adventures of Mickey Mouse and Goofy and stuff, which I loved as a kid. Hmm. They also, I think Bone Comics? Have you heard of Bone? Bone? Mm-hmm. The Bone series? It was, like, these random guys that were shaped like different bones. And it was like this fantasy world. It was this epic fantasy adventure, and they had to go like help this human chick go and defeat this person. It was these like crazy random creatures called rats or something. That was really cool.
Never heard of it.
Really? I want to reread them. It like got me into fantasy.
You remember Stickman, the Stickman comics? Is that like a vague memory of that?
Stickman comics?
Yeah, like it was like when you started getting really into drawing comics and you'd only ever draw Stickman stuff, and which is something we should get into as well. All the comic books you drew in high school.
I forgot about
that. Remember that you recommended it to me. It was like a big, thick book, and it was literally just a comic book, but it was all done in a Stickman style.
Was it like a Greek?
I think it was.
It was like the Greek Odyssey or something, and it was all done in like Stickman comic style. I remember.
Yeah. It was actually really cool. I think it was like, I think there was like aspects of it like, so you remember, like, there was, like, a god or something in it, and it was basically a person, a hand with a pen.
Who's writing the book,
Drew something and...
Drawing the world
to life. Yeah, and bring stuff to life, and it was, like, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, honestly, I just would go to the library and then I'd just get out comic books.
Yeah.
Like, I read novels as well growing up, but not... I loved comic books.
Yeah.
And I guess I didn't... I guess to the top it's comic books and manga. I didn't read manga until I met you.
Yeah. Well, I didn't really read a lot of manga either until I started going to high school, I think.
Really? So it was about the time that, like...
Yeah. But a lot of... Those are all in black and white as well,
aren't they? Yeah, majority of them.
You don't really notice.
No, you don't. Like. Yeah. Totally.
What you do notice is that you're, like, reading it backwards for some of them.
Yeah.
I think some of them aren't.
The more, like, Americanized ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I... Because I read heaps of comics, collected comic books, and then I kind of just stopped for a while in high school and I got really into manga after kind of you. Because, I mean, you've always quite... You've loved, like, anime, manga.
Yeah, yeah.
Japanese type stuff.
Yeah.
And you kind of got me into it for a while, and that was real cool. I can't remember how that happened.
Was it One Piece? Did we start because we started... I was watching One Piece or something. Like, really just typical... anime
pirate even, like, adventures, yeah.
Yeah, just like just that, yeah, everyone's heard of it basically. Yeah. If you've heard of any anime, you've heard of this one. It's just, it's, I don't know, I think they're pretty sure they're over like 1,000 episodes.
I remember from when we used to like read them that,
yeah,
the writer would always be like, hey guys, this is going to be the last like arc or the last story arc or plot line, and then we're going to stop. I'm pretty sure it's still going, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is, but then. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's how it started, because I think you... I was watching them, and I think I was watching them in subbed.
Subtitles, yeah.
And I think you were just reading the books. You just you started reading
them. So you're watching the, like, Japanese One Piece anime.
Yeah. And I think you were... I think you went and you just got a whole bunch from the library.
I think you were really into it. And then I was like, hey, I don't really have...
I think you watched some of them. You might have watched when it was, like, up to, like, some of the dubbed and stuff, and then...
I think I, Yeah, I think I must have gotten out the books and read it that way. And I remember...
Because I remember you had the first, like,
arc. Yeah, and then I eventually bought...
On, like, DVD. You had, like, the first little bit in DVD. And
that was good times.
Yeah. But I think that's where we got... I think around then is when you started, like... Because you're like, oh, I have access to them all in manga.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to... At the library.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to go read those.
Was it me? When,
I think you were the one who got me into reading them, to be honest, if I think about it. Because I started going there and you were like, man, you should just, you know, read them.
You I've read to, like, past you. What are you doing? You need to read these. Yeah.
And like, yeah, and then there's like a whole bunch of other ones I just hadn't really heard of as well that were there. I think because it's a, if you're going online, there's a humongous selection and you're like, I don't know which one's good, which one's bad, or whatever.
And I guess it puts people off, eh? Because it's got kind of like, you read it back to front. Yeah. A lot of people think it's just quite weird. Why would you read like a random Japanese comic book?
Yeah.
But once you start reading it, it's...
Yeah.
I don't know, we found some real cool ones. I remember in school we read one called Bakuman.
Yeah, that's like one of my favourites.
It's one of my favourites too, and it was literally, the plot of the book was like, two guys, one writes, one draws, and they want to make a manga or want to make a series.
Yeah.
And that was the whole plot of the book, but it was just so cool.
Well, I mean, that wasn't really the whole plot of the book. Yeah, there's a lot of cool. Like... it was to do with his relationship with his, with that, I can't remember. It was basically, it was like a girl that he had made like a deal with. I think they were both like in love, but I don't know. I can't remember exactly the story. It's been a few years since reading it, but I seem to remember he made a deal that when he, cause I think they liked each other, but he was like unstable in a career. I think that's what it was. Yeah. And so he was like, when I get a show animated, I think it was, when I get one of my mangas animated and turned into a show or something like that.
Yeah.
Then he was like, he said he would propose to her or whatever, because he didn't want to marry her and bring her into like a, like, and not be able to provide basically. That's, I think, right. That's kind of what it was.
And then it was
kind of like he didn't want, or like his, I don't know. I can't remember. There might've been stuff to do with parents and stuff. Like,
yeah. It's, but then it was kind of like... Because
I think it was like his uncle was... I think it was his uncle was a manga artist and was like basically failed and died young or something. And he was like... He had done manga, but he wasn't like... He didn't really achieve anything great or something like that. And he really looked up to his uncle, but he didn't want, I guess that's like kind of where how, I guess in the story, that's how people were viewing it. It was like, you know, you're not going to be able to, you're just going to be exactly like your uncle.
That's right. I completely forgot about that aspect. And then it was like, hey, this is kid in this class. He can draw or he can write.
Yeah. So he was the artist.
Yeah,
that
and
guy.
Then he got with the...
And then there was that, there was that like wrote. That nerd who was like super... Well, he's not really a nerd, but like the guy who was like really good in class and was like really good at writing. And
that's right.
He was basically, he would have been like, probably would have just been a good author if he hadn't joined up. But they teamed up. One wrote the stories, did the... And it was all, a lot of the book is just about, you learn a lot. If it's accurate, you learn a lot about the process of like how, what goes, how much work goes into the making manga and like the process that a lot of them have to go through to get one.
It was like a real meta book, eh?
Yeah. Like, and you learn a lot about like how like
competitive it is.
Yeah. And like how, like which publishers and stuff like that are going to be able to like, what they're going to want, and I don't know, it was like a lot of stuff to do with like targeting audiences and things like that.
Let's add in this character so people would like it or make it a bit more like,
which is could be really boring for a lot of people, but I don't know, I don't know
why we liked it.
I think
so
it was because we both were into writing and we're really into like stories and stuff like that and creating, and we were we liked that aspect of it because we were wanting to write our own books.
And I remember after like reading the series for a time, there was going to be like, hey, why don't we make our own manga? I remember there was like this brief time when like you did some sketches and we're going to do some stuff and we'll both come up with a story and we're like, let's do this.
I've always wanted to get really good at drawing, but that's something you have to put lots of practice in.
Yeah.
And yeah, and I think I was like, if I get good enough and I practice enough, we can get like, I could do the art if you do like the story, and we're basically going to try you have blonde hair, I have dark hair.
Yeah, it was
like
meant to be.
You just needed some glasses.
Yeah. yeah, that's right. I don't know. Yeah, that was good. I haven't read a manga in ages.
Yeah, like, I haven't either.
School. It's been like reading. I don't know what I've...
I think... We talked about this last episode.
We did. We're kind of like doubling over. But a couple years ago, I think I picked up like Naruto. And I was like, oh, let's read this. But it's just a bit too like mainstream. I think what was so special about the manga that we read at school was that we just found these like random as stories that were real unique. We were pretty much the only people that we knew that read them. And I don't know, they're actually really cool.
Yeah. What was another one we read? I feel like there was... We did read a lot of One Piece, which is quite mainstream.
Yeah. A lot of them were quite like random. Like there was one about this whole... Was it Toriko?
Oh, Toriko. Yeah, I'm pretty sure
I think
that's...
I read more...
I feel like around the time, I thought anyway that that was quite a mainstream one.
Yeah,
I haven't heard or seen anything of it. So maybe it was. Maybe it's just a bit old. That's the thing. We read them. We didn't know a lot about what exactly they were and how they sat in like society with like how popular they were.
I mean, we were like 13, 14.
I think we were 14, 15.
Because I finished school in 2016.
Hmm.
Yeah, so it must have been 14, 15. Yeah, but Toriko was like half the world are chefs, half the world are hunters.
Toriko must have been actually quite mainstream at the time.
It must have been.
Because it wasn't there that crossover episode in an anime episode?
Yeah.
And it had like Naruto and it had like Dragon Ball Z One Piece and Toriko.
Toriko was there.
I'm pretty sure. It was like all of them and it was based in the Toriko's world. I'm
pretty
sure.
That's right. That's true. Yeah.
It was like a really weird...
I never watched that. You did, eh?
I think I did. At least I watched some of it. So it must have been pretty mainstream. At least at the time, it must have been like quite popular.
It's just that we were like, no one else at school knew what we were on about when we would mention these things.
Oh, there were a few people who like knew. Yeah, like who were really
into...
A few
friends that watched like One Piece and Naruto.
Naruto, yeah.
Yeah. Is it good? Good times.
What was it? What was it called?
Hikaru no Go.
Hikaru
no Go. Is that
what
you're thinking of?
I think that's what it was called.
And it was literally about a guy who's
playing Go.
It's like Queen's Gambit chess TV show that everyone's raving about at the moment, but it was about a guy getting real good at a game called Go.
Yeah, but he had like a ghost that was telling him how to do everything.
Yeah, a bit more supernatural than a Queen's Gambit, I guess. But
yeah. He basically, spoilers, from memory.
spoilers if you read Hikaru no Go, guys.
he found... It might be pretty big. I don't know.
We're completely disconnected from that world now. Yeah.
It was... He found, like... I think it was in his grandfather's attic.
Was it like a haunted goat?
Yeah, it was like a goat table thing that had, like, a stain of blood on it. I guess you should probably
say what goat is, but it's like...
It's like a really old Japanese board game.
And it's kind of like you got a chess board, but you got little, like, pebbles or rocks.
You know that one you bought me? Because a while ago, my 21st birthday was quite... A while ago.
Yeah. Now, I saw a go board and I was like, I'm going to get this for Hamish. This will be good. We haven't played it since I bought it for him.
I have played a game.
Yeah.
My wife doesn't enjoy it. Okay. So I haven't really played a lot.
We used to play it at school.
Yeah, we did. On the computers when we were meant to be studying.
Last episode we talked about how we went and we played Monster Hunter when we should have been studying. But we also, if we kind of found ourselves having a bit of free time at school, we'd like
in go like,
to an online Go website and just verse each other on the computer.
Yeah, on the, because they had that big room and it was like full of computers.
Yeah,
it was
the
like
computer room.
Yeah. We were meant to go in there, we would go in there for research or anything like that and the whole class would go in and we'd often, if it was like, oh, we've got an hour in here, we'd often
go
like...
Go tab open while we're doing our actual
and then the teacher
work.
Would walk past and you'd be like, click, click, click.
Get out and go! No one knows what Go is. We're complete weirdos. Go
it's meant to be look, that Go board you got me on the pamphlet that comes with it with the instructions. Yeah. It explains briefly what the game is, and it said that it is considered to be one of the most played board games in the world. That is just a car going by.
Oh man, I was like, are we going to be abducted? Yeah, there's a car screeching. Okay, we're good. It's one of the most. What did you say? One of the most.
It's considered to be one of the most played board games in the world.
I guess it's
and I think it is one of the oldest as well.
Because
I don't know the history of it. I feel like because I think that pamphlet said it was Japanese, and I know it to be like a Japanese game. But I thought I heard somewhere ages ago that it was originally a Chinese board game. But I don't know. I don't know for
it makes sense if it's played in China and Japan that it would be quite big in the world.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know the history behind it. Maybe we need to do an episode.
The history of Go, guys, coming up in the future.
I would love to do that. Let's add that on the list.
Yeah, because one of you is like a black, you've got the black pebbles, one of you's got the white pebbles, and you try and like surround each other's ones. And
yeah, it's
you
like
completely
a,
surround them by your colour pebbles, you gain their pebbles.
As yeah, points. It sort of looks like a checkers board almost, but a lot bigger. With like a lot more intersecting lines.
I really want to play this.
And you place the little stones in the intersections of lines.
Yeah.
And it's basically each square is count. I feel like I'm butchering it, but like each square is sort of counted as a territory. And if you have that square under your control, like if you have it completely surrounded or anything like that. Oh, no. It's each intersection line, intersecting line. It's not, is like if you, so if you surround someone and you take out their pieces. And you've got like three or four intersecting lines in an area that is surrounded completely by your pieces.
That's how many points you get.
That's territory, and that's points you get.
Yeah, that's right. Man, I want to play. Yeah, I'm playing since school. What? we were really into a manga series about a guy learning how to play Go from a dead.
Well, the story was that I think there was a bit of blood on the thing. It was basically it was haunted. When he touched it, he could see the ghost. No one else could. The ghost was a Go advisor, I think for like an old like Japanese emperor or something like that.
Like real old
school. Like real old like
ancient China type thing or ancient Japan or
and it was Japan, pretty sure.
Yeah.
But like he basically he was a guy who just advised the emperor on his what he should do, like strategy and stuff. For Go.
Really riveting book.
And and it's basically this kid who doesn't know anything about Go. He suddenly starts like acing people, like pros and stuff, and he starts getting like really good. And and it's like and then there's like a rival dude who's like this, who's just a natural, who's really good at it. And it's about like, and it's like there's a lot to it. It's actually really interesting, and it's fun. It's a fun read.
It is.
But it's
listening back to us talking about this. So we were super into a series about Go, about people writing books.
Yeah.
About someone cooking food to Rico.
That was a little different. He was like hunting down monsters. And it was really interesting because it was just like that monster's got the, this cut of that monster is the best and you mix it with this. And
I think all this like, podcast is going to be us just reliving old nerdy pastimes and people realizing what we're really like.
Yeah.
Welcome to the real us, guys. This is great.
Well, should we end it there? We're on half an hour. Yeah. We said we'll go to half an hour.
We should just put the timer away.
We have to roll. But are we happy with this conclusion?
I guess...
Manga and comic books...
I still really like manga and comic books. Comic books, I think... Me reading... I'm still into Marvel. I think I love it now that I've read all, like, majority of heroes. I've read all their backstory, who they are. So now when a new movie comes up, I'm like, they're adapting this story or this plotline and bringing this character in. It's a real cool feeling now, which I don't think a lot of people feel.
Yeah.
But I know, I'm really glad... I really love that I was into comic books. I still wish I had my comic collection.
You know what I was just thinking about? Because we've got on one of the lists.
Yeah.
On our list, we've got one of the options is talking about like collections and stuff. Because someone...
What we've collected.
Someone suggested or asked us to do
that. Yeah. Yeah, that's cool.
So we were... What I was just thinking is I would actually... Because I've never been much of a collector person. I guess I don't really collect little knick-knacky things, but I don't often have like huge collections of things.
Yeah.
Like I've got a few pop vinyls and stuff, but nothing anywhere near as much as you've got. I'd say you're a pretty good like collector of stuff. Like you get into something, you collect and you learn, you know, you get everything about it. You learn everything and you collect stuff and
then sell and start something else.
But I was just It's fun, though.
It is fun. I love being a collector.
I was just thinking, I would really love to go back and like actually buy the manga collections of comic books that we've read in the past that we've enjoyed.
That would be good. I'd love to reread them as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can we play Go sometime?
Yeah,
let's do definitely. That. That'll be fun.
But I think that's...
Is there anything else you wanted to touch on?
I think that's everything.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, there we go. 20 minutes about comic books and manga.
We could wait here a while and see if that car goes by. The
car sound.
Yeah. It normally is around this time of day. But
what's the
Actually, I think it might have already gone past today.
My watch has stopped.
No, it hasn't.
Oh, it's just out of battery.
8:30.
Sweet.
No, that was good.
Oh, you've got a roll. So let's do that first.
Okay. All right. So this is what next episode is going to be about. And yeah, we've got a list here, guys.
He's just done my passcode again.
There you go. I could have gone on you to put that one in. But yeah, we've got a list here. We're going to keep it at 20 and we're going to replace it when we use up topics. So we've used up a topic today, actually. But if you've got some ideas for topics, we'd absolutely love to just add whatever you want us to talk about to the list. And with us doing it at the end of each episode now, we're going to have a bit of time to think about it and research it if we need to. But yeah, just message us, email us. I think we're...
We've decided that because we're rolling a D20 and we're D&D nerds, we've decided that if we roll a one, nat one, we get...
nat one, to use D&D lingo.
Yeah.
Roll one.
We have to do conflicting views, and that's something that will stay on there.
Yeah.
And basically, we've got two conflicting views, things that we disagree on, that we would argue a lot about.
Yeah.
That we're going to... We've picked two of them that we're going to flip a coin if we roll a one.
Yeah.
One, yeah, we'll pick
there's
one
probably more things, for tails.
But we'll, yeah. Yeah, but next time we'll shake it up, we'll change it, you know, after we've done it.
And what do we do for 20?
For 20, we're just doing a movie review, aren't we?
I think,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, so it's you guys give us a movie or just something that you'd like us to review, I guess.
And yeah, so this
we'll
is
we'll watch it or we'll play it or we'll...
Yeah. So this is an opportunity for... You as the audience, if there is anyone listening,
like to the, I think we've got 20 listens.
Oh yeah,
20 people listening to this. There we go.
That's actually way more than I thought.
That's pretty good. Eh? Thanks for listening, guys.
We really appreciate it.
Yeah.
But yeah, a 20 would be. We'd probably put it up on social media and just get you guys to suggest us a movie. We'd both watch it.
Yeah.
We might watch it separately or watch it together. And then we discuss it. And we discuss what we thought of it, and we completely tread on the movie that you love so much and that you suggested
to us. Rip it to pieces. So it's going to be fun. And yeah, we don't know if we'll just comment or we'll do a poll or something, but we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Should I roll?
We've got to add in 16 first.
I don't know what we're going to add into 16.
Okay, let's just leave it.
Is there something you want to talk about? Is there something we should add in?
No. What's the chances of going to roll 16?
Hamish and Jaisha play Go. And record themselves on podcast.
Yeah, let's do that. Okay, so 16
that'd
is
be so boring. You want 16, to see what we're doing?
Let's go. 16, we're playing Go.
You guys can hear the click of the...
The satisfying...
The pebbles touch of the
relaxing board. Clicking of the pebbles. And we'll try and get some, like, ambulance guys. Some,
we'll
like,
we'll hire a professional commentator that, like, to be like, oh, Hamish is doing this now. Jake has just got the...
You know, in, like, a lot of anime and stuff, how they have, like... Oh, yeah, well, I think like, it's in Japan, really. But, like, they have that sort of, like, little sand garden thing. I don't know what it's called. But, and then they have like the water trickling down like a piece of bamboo thing that sort of goes makes that tonking sound. Like,
so we're gonna make like a Zen garden.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, we're gonna have that going on the background.
Oh, please don't roll a 16.
Go on, you're rolling.
15.
So close.
So we're gonna be talking about this is one that was actually recommended. I think one of our listeners asked for this one. Submitted it in, and we're going to be talking about some of our fanboy moments, or moments, I guess, that we have kind of like, maybe if we've met famous people before, or,
yeah.
I don't know, just things that we're really into when it kind of, something hit us, and we kind of fanboyed out a bit. I don't know what, I'm going to have to think about some things.
Yeah.
But I guess we've been to like, let's save it for next episode, but we've been to like a few comic conventions and like pop culture things, so.
Yeah. I don't think I've had anything big happen, but I've had a few, I think, close.
There we go. I'm excited. That's going to be good. Yeah, doing a podcast of me each week. It's doing me, catching up with me for the podcast each week is your fanboy moment.
What?
thanks for listening, guys.
I don't know what to say to that.